Clil 2. Literature. Exercise 2. Page 137.
I was taking my coffee and roll in the morning when Steerforth himself walked in, to my great joy. "My dear Steerforth," I cried, "I began to think I should never see you again. Will you have some breakfast?" I said with my hand on the bell.
"No, no," said Steerforth. "Don't ring. I can't. I am going to breakfast with a friend at the Piazza Hotel."
"But you'll come back to dinner," I said.
"I can't. There's nothing I would like better. But I'm having dinner with two friends from Oxford."
"Then bring them here to dinner," I returned. "Do you think they would come?"
"Oh, they would come fast enough," said Steerforth. "But we don't want to trouble you. You should come and dine with us somewhere."
I would not agree to this because I realized that I ought to have a little housewarming, and this dinner party was the perfect opportunity. I made him promise to come with his friends at 6 o'clock. When he was gone, I rang for Mrs. Krupp and told her of my plans. She knew a young man to be our waiter and a young girl to wash the dishes. We decided on the menu and I ordered the food from the chef. Then I bought a little dessert in Covent Garden Market. One of Steerforth's friends was Granger and the other Markham. They were both very cheerful and lively. I felt a little embarrassed at first because I was the youngest of them all, and so I asked Steerforth to sit at the top of the table and I sat opposite him. The food was very good and there was no pause in our festivity. I was not as good company during dinner as I could have wished to be because I was anxious about the waiter going out of the room very often and about the number of plates the young girl broke. I forgot these things when dessert was on the table. I told the servants to leave and started really enjoying myself. I was cheerful and light-hearted and talked about all sorts of things. I laughed loudly at my own jokes and everybody else's, and announced that I meant to have a dinner party exactly like that, once a week until further notice.